talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club. And we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a Getaway Friday. Friday, November the 7th, 2025. First Friday in the month of November. How about that? Joined in studio for the Exchange Club by Matt Morgan. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Do want to remind everybody we'll be on tonight, 8:15 to 10 p.m. Should be a fun show. It always is on Friday night. And then, Matt, your show tonight from 10:15 to 11?
I wanted to talk about there was a couple of football stories, so of course put those in there. But then politics, got to talk about the politics. There was a recent, the local election. Talk about that, and talk about the results of the national one as well.
Well, we were talking earlier, and I think it was a conversation we did not get a chance to. Oh, by the way, I want to make sure I do this before we go any further. We had two longtime listeners of this station die in the last month or so, and I did not mention one, and one just died this week. Amanda Himmler, age 36, died at OSU Medical Center a couple weeks ago. She contacted me about 3 months ago, said she was a longtime listener, wanted me to attend a River Valley School Board meeting. They were doing something about busing, and I couldn't go on that night because I had something else planned. And she called in a few times, a younger voice. She had a very strong voice. Unfortunately, she did tell me she was going in for a surgery. I don't know if there was any correlation with this, but she died a couple weeks ago at the age of 36. So sorry to hear about the death of Amanda Himmler. And then Kevin Griffith, who long-time listener of things that I've did for many, many years, big wrestling fan. He didn't call in much, but his mother, Brenda, would call in and play the games when we would do the Family Feud and things like that. And he was always listening. He worked at Whirlpool. I remember last time I think I talked to him was when Hulk Hogan died this past summer. He would send me a message, or if something locally was going on, he would send me a message. And I read this week that he died at the age of 51. So gone too soon, Kevin Griffith and Amanda Himmler. We remember them well.
Young people.
Young people. Good, solid listeners, people who participated in what was going on. So I was sad to hear about their deaths, and without the audience, you don't have a show. So two important people, Amanda Himmler and Kevin Griffith. So there you go.
Absolutely.
Life is fragile.
Unfortunately.
That's when people talk about, I'm 80, I'm 90, I'm this. Well, you're probably still alive, and they're not. And I doubt they were thinking that at the time. So you just have to take every day as a gift. So there you are. Now, I don't know. This hour we might be hearing about a local controversy. But we'll get to that. What were we talking about earlier that interested you today, Matt? Talk about the peanut butter and jelly truck.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think it's interesting that people went after her for asking for the Uncrustables. I mean, I guess people didn't really think about the whole storage prospect and the fact that they don't really know how many sandwiches are going to be given out and the volunteers they'll have and things like that. So I think that there was just maybe a misunderstanding to some extent. But I don't really know.
It just goes to show you people will get angry over anything.
Well, yeah, I think some people just like to be angry.
If people are asking for Uncrustables to give away to people who need food for free, what difference does it make? Some people just want to be angry, I think.
I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe. I assume it's just because they could have done it for a fraction of the cost.
Yeah, but that's not you.
I understand.
If I say I'm giving away Reese cups, that's what I'm giving away.
I understand. I mean, I don't think.
You know what?
I don't think that it was a good idea necessarily for them to go. Do that. But
gum may be cheaper, but I'm not giving away gum. I'm giving away Reese cups.
Yeah, but they're both peanut butter and jelly.
Gum?
No, just one's frozen.
But how does this bother you? I don't understand.
It doesn't.
That's what I'm saying. Why get involved? Why?
I mean,
we got an interesting society.
If it bothers you that much, then just don't drop off on Crestables.
Right. That's I don't get involved.
So I mean.
But no, we complain.
I think we just like to complain sometimes.
I think we certainly do. I think there's a lot of stuff going on there. You know, I had some carrot cake this week, and I really like carrot cake. But this carrot cake was heavy. Matter of fact, it was election night, because I knew I did not have time to stop and get anything to eat. So I had a piece of carrot cake, and this thing was layered with that sour cream icing.
Yeah.
And, oh, it was rich.
Cream cheese, right? Cream cheese?
Cream cheese, yeah. It was just heavy. It tasted good, but it was heavy, heavy, heavy.
No, I'm not a fan of. I like cake, but icing is not a fan of the icing.
Well, this cake had icing on it.
I understand that. I mean,
you're like those peanut butter jelly people. I didn't ask you if you liked icing. I'm just telling you what my situation was.
Okay, well, I mean, good for you, I guess. Lord. I'm glad you liked the cake.
No, I didn't like the cake.
You just
the
cake, said it was good.
I said it was
heavy.
Too heavy.
But you
then
said
I had to come in
good.
Here with election coverage, and I was heavy. It was heavy.
You said it was good.
It just
kind of
laid
heavy.
There. But it was too heavy. Just laid there all night. It was heavy.
But you said it was good. So I'm glad you...
But heavy. Okay. All right. The Lee Street Presbyterian Church's annual bazaar at 455 Lee Street will take place tomorrow, Saturday, November the 8th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Lunch served from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. A large selection of baked goods, homemade candies, popcorn balls, decorations, gifts, crafts, and miscellaneous items will be for sale. Lunch menu, shredded chicken sandwiches, hot dogs, chili, vegetable, and chicken noodle soup. Desserts and beverages, Lee Street Presbyterian Church's annual bazaar, 455 Lee Street, tomorrow, Saturday, November the 8th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Lunch served from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. What a day it'll be. I'm interested if we're going to hear about this local controversy. If we don't hear about it today, we'll talk about it tonight. But I'm going to let it brew a little longer, because I need to get some more insight into this story, because I'm not really sure that I fully understand it.
Well, yeah. I mean, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
If I don't hear from somebody who's involved with it, I need to understand this thing more before we go anywhere with it. All right, we were talking earlier about people, when you tell them they have potential getting angry. Why do they do that?
I don't know. I mean, I think that they probably think you're, I don't know, criticizing their choices up to this point.
Well, I'm not.
I understand that, but they think you are.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, are you talking about that building or garage or something fell down and went into the street?
No, I don't know anything about that.
You haven't heard nothing about that?
No, I haven't heard about that. A building or garage?
Yeah, I forget where it was. It must have been uptown somewhere. And it fell down and landed on the street. I think Adam might have had something on the news about that.
Oh, it could have. No, that's not it. No, it was a new controversy, I think, that sprung up in the last 24 hours.
Okay, we'll have to keep thinking about what I've heard lately.
Now, stay tuned. If we don't get to it this hour, we'll definitely get to it tonight.
Okay,
bye-bye. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. So there you go. We might hear from somebody this hour on this, and if we don't, we'll bring it up tonight. I heard about it first thing this morning, and have not had a chance to look into exactly what it's all about and why it's a thing and who's doing what, but we'll find out.
That'll be good.
You know, it just goes back to, I don't know. I just think that if somebody's got potential, you should tell them, and I don't think they should take it as a negative.
I mean, probably not, but, you know, I people take a lot of things as negatives that aren't necessarily.
Well, that's true.
So.
But I don't think it's right.
Well, it's probably not right, but they do it.
So how do you fix it?
I don't know. I mean, you can't fix people.
You know, I think a lot of people on their deathbed start to think about all the things they didn't do.
Maybe.
It's too bad it's got to come to that point.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You mean like the introspective?
Well, yes, because I think, you know, you think you've done it all, or you've got time, and then that's the time you realize you don't have any more time.
Well, sure.
I don't think I have any of those.
I mean, I don't know. There's always something that you could have done, I guess.
I don't think I'll be thinking about it.
You could have jumped out of a plane or something.
I don't want to jump out of a plane.
Why not?
There's nothing appealing about that to me.
I thought it was pretty cool. It was fun.
Yeah.
It's expensive, though.
To me, it just seems like, I don't know. What's the point?
Of?
Jumping out of a plane.
It's exciting.
Okay. Well, for some people, I guess.
I mean, it's kind of just a thrill-seeker thing, I guess.
I don't know.
I don't think normal people jump out of the planes.
Normal people don't jump out of planes. So, abnormal people jump out of planes?
I mean, there aren't that many, like, skydiving's not all that popular a thing. That's all. I mean, I guess it's nothing about, like, people who skydive, just not that many people skydive. Your average person has never been, nor has they ever thought about skydiving, probably.
I don't know. I don't think that would cross my mind.
What, skydiving?
On the deathbed. No. There'd be other things I think would be bigger than that.
There's a lot of things on my bucket list I want to do.
Well, that's good.
Not all of them are good.
Not all of them are good.
Not all of them are good.
What's bad?
Like, I don't know, one of these days I just want to crash a wedding.
Crash a wedding?
Yep.
Why?
Because it sounds entertaining.
Like, break it up?
Well, I don't know about break it up. I don't want the person. I just want to ruin the wedding.
Well, I don't know. Weddings are different. Take a lot of time.
Oh, I'm sure I could figure out
some
a way
people
to...
love the weddings, though. They get married all the... Well, but then some of those people, once you get married multiple times, they don't even have the wedding anymore.
That's probably the way to go about it.
Well, yeah, but you shouldn't be getting married. Sorry.
You should get married one time. Maybe twice. I'll give you two times.
But that's not the case. We've talked about it
many times. At that point, I've lost faith.
You've lost faith.
You know, I mean...
Do you believe anybody really gets along all the time? I don't.
No. No, you're going to argue at some point about something.
Yeah, but they would have you believe. Somebody told me the other day, social media is a highlight reel.
It is.
Well, yeah, but I thought that was good terminology.
Well, that's what it is, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's true.
I agree.
But I want to know what's really going on.
Well, I think people, I don't know, I'm sure there are people who post, like, every depressing moment of their life or every moment of their life in general, but that's not why.
You know, I knew somebody who I used to say, how are you doing most days? And the answer would always be fine. Now, I knew after, like, 6 months of that that's not true. There's got to be something going on there. So, eventually, I came not to trust that person when they would say fine.
I don't know. I mean, I think fine's probably a fair answer.
No, I don't think it is, because then I know there's something going on.
Well, there's always something small going on, but I think if you're going to just, like, I don't know.
If I'm asking you, I'm interested.
I don't know. People ask to be polite.
Well, I'm not.
Well.
I'm asking because I want to know.
I don't know. I mean, what do you want them to say? That their life's falling apart.
Well, I don't think they would say that, but I think you could tell me a problem.
I don't think there's like, I don't know.
Some people think problems are just so awful to tell somebody. I like to know that people have problems.
Well, I just don't understand, like, problems like what?
Oh, whatever's like, going on in their life. Who knows? Something's probably going wrong.
There are no, like, big problems. I mean, most people don't go through big problems on a regular basis. Now, everybody, I guess, has problems on a regular basis, but they're like, I woke up and I'm tired, or like something, you know, stupid, something small.
Like people who are dealing with depression, they're probably not going to tell you that, but they're going through it. And they know they're going through it.
Sure.
And that's every day.
Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah. But, I mean, I figure, what do we want? Like, I don't know. If you ask somebody how they're doing, what do you want them to do? Hit you with, I have depression?
So, you know, I haven't been feeling all that well lately. And I'll say, why? And they'll say, well, I don't know. I've just been depressed. My life hasn't been going well. And I'll say, maybe you should see somebody. You know, you have these conversations.
I don't know. Nobody ever wants to tell you what their problems are.
Right, and I think that's why people go insane.
So that's why you just stop asking.
I don't know. How do you feel about the silent treatment then? You like the silent treatment, just stop talking to somebody?
Yeah. Big fan.
And this benefits who, how?
Well, it benefits me. I don't want to talk to you anymore, otherwise I probably would have talked to you.
You know, somebody said the other day, I don't want to say the name of the person, but they said, see, this is funny because I don't believe this is true, but it could be that I'm just not remembering it, but they said that there was somebody who I wanted to come on this show and I would mention it and you would say you didn't want them to. And I said, I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah, no, that happened.
So you know that? No, I don't think that did happen.
That happened.
First of all, I'll tell you why I believe this didn't happen.
It happened.
And I told this person why I think it didn't happen.
It happened.
Here's why it didn't happen. Because if you would say that and I still wanted them on, I would do it anyway.
Well, I mean, it's not like I... Well, yeah, I mean, it's not like you
didn't... And I said to this person, I said, first of all...
it's not like you didn't book them because I said no. It was just, I mean...
Right, so what's the point?
I just made a note.
Just tell me you don't like him?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Well, so you just want to get that off your chest?
I mean, I
don't think that happened at all because
I told you that I told you I thought the person had a three letter acronym attached to their name or to their.
Yeah, but now you're all buddy. But I know what you're talking about. I know what
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
know. Yeah, but no, I don't.
But they were like
that was more.
They
about,
were always like. Angry. Yeah. So yes, I was like, what is your problem? But
right.
Now we're cool.
No,
so
no.
It's fine. Now,
I was right.
Now they're normal people.
No, they're the same person.
No.
They are.
They are not the same people.
Trust me, they're the same person.
They are not the same person.
They are exactly the same
I'm
person.
I'm telling you now, they were not the same person.
Maybe they just didn't like you.
I guess.
Okay, there you go.
I guess.
There you are.
They were not the same person.
Again,
you can
I
ask
was
that person. We had a conversation about.
They think they're not the same person.
No, they said that they think they've character development. I don't know.
Oh, that's exactly what they said yesterday, and I told them they were full of crap. I said that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, I don't know. I think it's probably true. Like I said,
no, it is not true.
Oh no, I was not a fan of said person before.
You weren't even close with that person.
We worked up front together.
Yeah, but you.
I worked with them.
And what did I tell
I
you at that
time? Now we're no, just as close
no,
now as we were before.
No, let's get a question in here. And what did I say at the time when you would say that?
No.
Right. Right. You don't know them. They're fine. So I proved to be right. They didn't change.
No, they changed. They agreed.
No.
With me. They agreed with me.
So what? The person has changed, and I just thought they were fine the whole time.
Yeah.
Well, that must mean I'm very tolerable to people.
Yeah, probably, I guess.
But no, I think that's not true. Because I'll tell you why that's not true, is there was somebody else on this show who I knew you didn't like who was on here for a long time. And that's exactly what I told that person. I said, that would not even enter my mind. And I don't think... And you didn't come in every week going, I don't like that person.
Well, every time you brought up asking him on the show, I'd be like, oh, God.
No! No, I don't think it... First of all, I don't think that happened that often.
Well, it was more than once that that there was talks of getting the person on the show.
Yeah, but maybe twice.
I don't know.
So in any event, you haven't liked most of the people.
I don't know about that. I like most people.
Not really.
I like most people.
The ones you did like were terrible.
The ones I did like.
Oh, yeah. The ones you liked as people turned out to be the worst guests on the show.
Well, I don't know what to tell you about that.
Well, I certainly wouldn't pay attention.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
I do.
Well, I'm sure you have people in there.
I do have people in there. But the ones you liked the least were the best guests.
I don't know.
We know you and Carrington didn't get along. I hate to bring that up. But that's one I brought up to her. I said I knew he didn't like her, but you never said that to me.
Well, there was no reason.
Exactly. So why would you do that with this person? Exactly. That's why I said I don't think it happened with this person.
No, I don't know, because they were just helping me do my job at one point. I was like, you know, when you first started here, I did not like you at all.
That's nice.
Fine. You got to let them know.
Why?
Because it's changed. See, because if it didn't change, I wouldn't have let them in on the fact that I didn't like them.
Okay, and why do you like them now?
I don't know. They're significantly nicer now than they were before, like I said.
So what do they come over and tell you? What's the niceness? What now is going on that wasn't going on then?
I don't know. They actually speak. I don't know. They help me with my job now.
Oh, so it's self-will.
What do you mean?
Now that they're helping you, you like them.
Well, no.
When they weren't, you didn't.
Oh, no, there are all kinds of people that help me that I don't necessarily like.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. What do you like about this person now who you adamantly did not like?
They were not friendly before. They are friendly now.
Friendly how? What do they say? Hello and how's your day? I mean, what's friendly?
I don't know. Like, there's conversation.
Oh.
There wasn't conversation before.
And what have you learned?
They just always looked unhappy. I was like, I don't want to talk to that person.
I don't think
so. I guess, to be fair, I never talked to them because they looked unhappy.
So you're wrong.
So I did never actually talk to them, but they don't seem unhappy now. So it
they weren't unhappy then.
They certainly seemed to be unhappy then.
But I told you at that time, I talked to them. They're fine.
Well, maybe you're right, but they certainly seem to be unhappy then.
And this is why when you ask somebody how you are, you want the real answer.
No.
Well, yeah, because you were under the impression this person was not nice. Now you see the light. My opinion of them has not changed at all.
That's good to know.
So there you go.
I don't know. I just think they always looked unhappy. They always looked, you know, I didn't want to talk to them. I didn't seem like it'd be.
What
a good,
did they
good
do to you? I never understood what they did to you. Just because somebody looks unhappy doesn't mean they did anything to you.
Oh, no, like, I mean, like, one time they, like, I was having a conversation with somebody, and we were standing, like, you know, in front
oh,
of...
Oh, God.
Yeah.
This story must have scarred you for life or something.
Well, I mean...
This is so dumb. This is such a silly reason to be upset with somebody.
Well, they just... But it wasn't, like, a one-time thing. They always looked angry.
Okay.
And, like, they always would just say, you know, like, you know, not polite things.
Like what?
Not rude things. Like the one. Like I said, the time clocks. Like they just said move. They were very obviously upset. You know, you could have said excuse me. Like, I don't know. You're just not polite.
If you got on the bad side, it would still be like that.
Well, I guess I was on the bad side at that point. I don't know how that happened. But
I think you might have been rude. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Matt. I think it was because you got the vibe from Carrington that she really, you know, wasn't interested in relationship with you.
Oh, there we go.
One of your fans, you
know. Now, oh, well, there's an interesting route to explore.
I know. I don't think that ever was ever a thought.
You feel you were turned down, and so it hurt your feelings.
Oh, no. See, there was never
you
a thought.
Didn't come on to him in a way that, you know, would let him think that she wanted him.
Oh well, there you go. See, it all comes out now.
You see, I don't think that's how it happened.
Did you get the impression as a listener that there was problem there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go.
Well, that's fine.
See, listeners can pick up on that sort of thing.
But boy, you should have. It'd been nice she came on or wanted you because she's probably making some pretty good money right now.
So there you go.
No.
You missed the boat.
I don't want on the boat. There's a
later, guys.
Bye-bye. See you.
Have a good
How
one.
Do we know you don't want on the boat?
Because I just said so.
Yeah, but we don't really know if that's true or not. We found out in this episode your choicing skills are flawed. Your first impressions are bad.
Well, my current impression is the same as the first impression, I guess, of this person.
Yeah, but it's changed with another person, as we've well documented here.
Yeah, but, you know, we've had plenty of conversation with Carrington. Nothing
changed.
What
was so bad about her? I still don't understand. I got along with her fine.
I mean, nothing was particularly bad.
There was just an underlying.
I just didn't like her for whatever reason.
See, there you go.
I'll be honest. I don't know why.
Maybe that was the reason.
I mean, she was just, I don't know. No, that was certainly not the reason.
There's something. Now, you cannot tell me all these answers you have with people. Oh, I know this, I know that. And you don't know why you didn't like her.
No, what?
You always have some kind of answer for something. Now, you can't tell me you don't know why you didn't like this girl who sat here for a year. You never were able to solidify what it was you disliked about her.
I mean, we never talked about politics.
I don't think it was that.
I mean, we never, I don't know, it was just always some, just like pop culture. And then she just talked about stuff that I didn't find interesting, I guess. I mean, that's why the whole car trip to Philadelphia was so bad, because there was no conversation to be had.
I thought that would have bonded you.
No, it did not.
No, it certainly did not. I think it made things worse, and I couldn't figure out why.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the day we got back and the day after, I can't speak for her, but I was kind of grouchy because
no, but
tired.
there was hostility there. The walking around New York, there was tremendous hostility, and that was after the car ride.
Well, yeah, we were there.
That was the height of the hostility. Getting back was not the height of the hostility. Walking around the streets of Manhattan was the height of hostility, and I'm the only one who got to view that.
Look, you guys are just slow. That's, you know.
Oh, no, I don't think that was the problem. She had an opinion of you that day that she did not like, and I don't know what you were doing.
Walking?
But she just was. And then she totally, totally brushed you off when we went to the top of Rockefeller Center. When she decided to do her show up there, she just totally acted like you didn't exist. That was hostile.
It was her recorder, by all means.
Yeah, but she knew you were there, and there is no audible footage of you that day at all, because you're sitting right there. She never went to you with a question, nothing. I don't even think she acknowledged that you were there.
I don't think so.
Right, so you can't tell me there's not hostility there. And it wasn't because somebody was moving fast and somebody was moving slow.
I don't know.
No, but there was hostility that day.
I mean, I don't know. She just wasn't an interesting person as far as, you know, that I thought at least. I mean, I'm sure somebody found her interesting. I just...
Then you guys were having a little fight when she wanted to go down to the party that night, the last night.
Well, I don't think we had a fight. I just went to sleep.
No, you were saying, if you turn the light on when you come back in the room, and there was a little hostility that last night.
Well, I don't remember that.
Yeah, well, it was a hostile time.
I remember not going down there because I went to sleep.
We had a good time.
That's good. I'm glad.
I got along with her.
That's fine. That's okay.
You did not. So that's why I find it hard to believe that we'd even broach a subject of this other girl coming on or not, because, you know, it's been documented that you didn't like people.
It wasn't like again, it's not like we didn't have her on because I didn't like her. It was hey, you know, because, you know, you thought about inviting her on, and I was like, oh, God, no. And that was about that.
Well, look, I could have solved the problem earlier.
I guess.
You would have seen the real her, and...
Yeah, but she still won't come on.
No, but I think that's a whole different thing. I don't think that has anything to do with the show or me or you.
No, I think she just doesn't want to... I just don't think she likes to... She wants that.
Well, she is a different personality. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Well, I don't know. She's okay.
See, now look at you.
I don't know. I mean, she's... I don't know. I can have better conversations with her than I did Carrington. So that would work out fine.
And what do you talk to this girl about?
I don't know, music, Kroger, sports.
Well, that's fascinating. And you couldn't talk to the Carrington about those things?
We don't like the same kind of music. She didn't know anything about football. I don't think this girl knows anything about football either.
You just had a block on her, and I don't think we'll ever really know. I don't think you'll admit it. There was something there, and I don't know what it was.
What do you think it was?
I don't know. There was just an underlying weird sort of tension. I never saw a real argument, but I don't know. There was tension. I told people, I remember leaving this room during the break many, 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 many Friday nights over a year. And every time I'd walk back in, I'd be gone for a couple minutes, there was always dead silence. It's like you people couldn't even talk to each other. When we were off the air, it's like the world stopped when we were in a break. I don't think I ever walked back in on a conversation.
There were a few conversations that we had, but I was always, I don't know. They just weren't conversations I really, I don't know. Yeah.
It was, and she would stay after the show?
Yep, till like 2 in the morning.
2 in the morning. All because I didn't respond to an email.
Oh, man.
That happened usually about once a month.
Oh, yeah.
Then I stole her knitting needle.
And she brought it up during an episode.
6 months later. She was an interesting person.
I don't know.
See? You still have hostility for her.
She, I don't know. I didn't think she was all that interesting.
She was talkative.
She was talkative. I'll give her that. She was talkative.
Mm-hmm. But you think this girl...
Which one?
The other one.
Okay.
Is more interesting.
I guess, yeah.
Like, there are people who I've told you that I don't particularly care for, but I just deal with because, you know, sometimes it's entertaining.
Well... Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think if it's entertaining, that's kind of the point, isn't it?
Well, it is, but it's also, you know, you don't really like them. It's more indifference than not liking them.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes... I mean, indifferent is, I think that's the way most people are to most people.
But no, I think I like most people. But there are a few people who I'm just... people think that I dislike... I honestly cannot think of anybody that I really dislike.
There are a lot of people I like. There aren't many people I dislike, but the most people I don't really have a feeling.
I'm trying to think of somebody who I would not have on, who I would not interview. Even people who said horrible stuff about me, I would still do it.
Well, why not?
Well, a lot of people feel, well, why would you have somebody on who didn't like you? Or have said, did nasty things? It doesn't matter to me. I don't take that stuff personally.
Okay, that's good.
Some people do.
I mean, I don't know why. I mean, like, I don't know. You gotta separate stuff like work and personal life.
Well, what's the difference?
Like, I don't know. Like if you're friends with somebody who, like, I don't know, if you work with somebody and they, like, called off, and in turn it, you know, screwed you over and now you had to, I don't know, do whatever. But then, you know, when you get off, you just go and hang out with that person. Because, you know, you're not at work anymore. You're friends with them outside of work.
Well, I think a lot of times you learn who the real person is over time.
Well, yeah.
Like, I don't think
anybody's authentic, like, off the rip.
Well, I've told you, you people didn't understand this. But when somebody does something nice for you continuously,
Oh, back to this.
No. I'm not going to even say what it was. But when somebody does something nice for you continuously, and they do it for a long period of time, and then they stop, to me, I feel that I have learned who this person really is now. Because you didn't have to do that. And apparently that was just a show.
I don't know. Maybe they just don't want to do it anymore.
Well, yeah, but don't do it.
They've got better things to do now.
Okay, if you do something every week at the same time for more than a year, I think this went on 2 years, maybe longer than that, and then one day it stops. Now, you think every week they wanted to do that? Highly unlikely. For more than 2 years? So, to me, it was a show.
They've got better things to do now. Maybe they do something else on whatever day of the week.
Well, that's okay, but that shows the insincerity of that person. There's nothing like that I have ever done.
I don't know.
No, I wouldn't even do it. Because I can do something once or twice, but I'm not going to do it continuously.
Why not?
Because I know that's insincere. Boy, because I know there are times I don't want to do it.
Then don't do it those times.
That's exactly right.
If you don't want to do it that time, then don't
do it. Right. Now, I might want to do something a couple times, but I don't want to do it every time.
Sure.
And also, there's somebody else who, when I first met them, did a lot of nice things. And then, as I knew them longer, it got less and less and less and less. And I said, you know, you changed a little bit here. Now, I always wondered, did they do that because they wanted you to like them? Is that why they did all the nice stuff when you first met them?
Well, that's usually why people are, you know,
right, but
front heavy.
They can't understand why you like them less. They think, oh, is it because I gave you stuff? Is that why you liked me? Well, no, but that's what you were doing. I thought that's who you were. You misrepresented yourself. That was fraud.
Fraud.
Yes, that was fraudulent. You showed me a fraudulent side of yourself.
That's a con right there.
Right. And they don't understand that.
I don't know. I mean, it depends on, I don't know, it just depends on, like, what it is, I guess. I mean, there's just, I don't know.
You meet a friend, mm-hmm. and they're doing constant nice stuff for you that they're not asked to do, you believe, oh, wow, this person is my friend. This is very nice. And then they stop doing that stuff, then you go, oh, well, that must have been like a show.
Well, I mean, I don't know. That sounds like your friends need to have a benefit to you.
No. Because if they would have just acted normal in the beginning, we'd have been fine.
Well, what if you wouldn't have been?
If they wouldn't have been normal?
No. What if you wouldn't have been fine?
Why wouldn't we have been?
Because that's not the person you...
I don't need things to like somebody.
That's not the person you liked.
But I don't need things to like people. You don't have to do that.
Okay.
If you think you are not good enough by yourself, then we got a problem to begin with.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why do all that phoniness? Because then I think you've been a phony.
It depends on what it is again. I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't know. My dad, I don't know. I'm sure he used to, like, pump gas for my mom in the wintertime, and now, you know, they'll argue about who's pumping gas in the wintertime.
And I bet they don't like it.
So, I mean, I think it's, you know, it is what it is. I mean, it's bound to happen.
So, it was a show?
I mean, to some extent.
There you go.
Yeah, but everybody's got a show.
No, I want to know that up front.
Well, you got to know everybody's got a show.
If I pump somebody's gas, I'll continue to pump the gas.
You do it once, you're doing it forever. Remember
well,
that.
I mean, no. But if I do it continuously and then one day I just stop.
Why? I don't know. Doesn't make a difference. Maybe they, different hours, got busy.
See, because generosity is a trait people tend to like. So if you're being generous in the beginning, you know, without somebody asking you to be generous, you think that's a trait of that person. And then when it stops, you think, well, maybe that's not a trait of that person. That might have just been a con. And that's not good.
I don't know. I don't.
Why do I just said it?
Yeah, but I don't think it's that deep.
I think they know what they're doing.
I think they just stopped getting you.
So you think in the beginning, that they don't know what they're doing?
Sure.
Right.
Maybe.
So they know if you like, they'll like this person will like me better if I keep doing stuff for them. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, maybe that person realized that you never did nothing for them. They was the ones trying to be friends with you, and, you know, you just didn't care.
Well, see, that's not true, though, because now am I supposed to reciprocate just because they do not? You are?
That's nice, man.
Well, that's not a good... Listen, if you, it's better to give than to receive.
Oh, boy, you believe that?
Well, I certainly do. That's why I do it that way.
I don't know. I mean, if somebody's...
I allow people to give so they can feel better about themselves.
Well...
You don't think that's a show. You don't think that the person knows very well. When you first meet somebody and you know they really don't know anything about you and you bomb them with out-of-the-blue gifts and out-of-the-blue drinks and out-of-the-blue, you know, this, that, and the other, and then all of a sudden one day it just shops. You think they don't stop? You don't really think that they realize what they've done?
Well, if Bill Shirt quits giving you all those good stuff.
That's right. Phyllis continues to give me all that stuff, and it's been years now, so there's a true friend.
But do something nice for her once.
I say thank you.
Send her a Christmas card.
I have sent her a Christmas card, yes.
Have you?
That's yeah. Nice. But no, I'm saying there are some people who are not like that, though. Phyllis, on my birthday and at Christmas, still I get the fudge, I get the reindeer stuff, I get the, what else does Phyllis send out at Christmas? There's something else. It's all very good stuff, and on my birthday I get the lemon pie, and she's very consistent with that. So that's very good, but some other people, they just fall off the wagon, I guess.
Yeah, I wish I knew her better. Maybe she'd be giving me stuff.
See, you know how to make good friends. Thanks.
Yeah, later.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. See, there you go. Case in point.
You got to give him back.
Why would I give him back?
You got to give back stuff.
No, see, because now you're being phony.
No. See, it's like a tick for tack thing.
No, didn't we go through this at one point? Didn't Carrington say that one person in the relationship is the giver and one's the taker?
No, I don't think that's how it worked. I think it was the settler reacher debate.
What is that?
Somebody's always settling and somebody's always reaching in a relationship.
What does that mean? I get settling, but what's reaching?
The person who's settling is, I mean, you know, you could do better, and the person who's reaching is outside of their range, I guess.
So, what?
The person who settled...
Gotcha.
...could do better than the person they have.
I gotcha.
And the person they have is a reacher, meaning that they're out of their, they're out of their, what do they even call it? I don't know.
League. They're out of their league.
Yes, out of their league. There we go.
Okay. So, that means what?
Somebody's always settling. Somebody's always reaching.
Now, when you look at somebody, can you see what that is? Can you see who the settler is? Now, doesn't the settler...
I've never honestly looked at a relationship and been like, yep, settler, reacher. So,
well, doesn't
never really thought about
well,
it.
Well, doesn't the settler usually leave? Because somebody comes along who they think is better?
I your guess is as good as mine. I don't know.
I guess. Can the reacher ever become the settler?
I assume if they got a relationship.
You know, if you think about relationships that you know of, you know, that's true, though. You can usually figure out who's settling and who's reaching.
I don't know that I've ever really thought about it. So,
no, but think about it. Just any relationship you can think, pop it into your head, and you will think who's the settler and who's the reacher. I think that's probably true.
I don't know. I mean, I think that it's kind of like, I don't know. It's subjective.
I don't know about that.
I'm sure the people in the relationship don't feel like they're reaching.
Well, of course not, because that's why they're in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's for me to decide.
See, if they thought you were, if they thought they were settling, they'd probably be a lot less happy in the relationship.
Right.
All right.
They don't realize they could do better.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they can.
Sure.
There you go. We'll be back tonight, 8:15 to 10, and hopefully we'll have that local controversy tonight. Won't that be fun to talk about? And lots of other stuff, 8 to 10, and then Matt will be on 10 to 11. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Address, 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number, 740-225-449.